AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Three people have been arrested in the shooting deaths of two Hattiesburg, Mississippi police officers after a traffic stop last night. State Department of Public Safety spokesman Warren Strain.
Agents of the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation have arrested three people and charged them in connection with the homicides of two Hattiesburg, Mississippi police officers.
22-year-old Joni Calloway, 29-year-old Marvin Banks are charged with two counts of capital murder, while Banks' brother Curtis is charged with being an accessory. Strain says Calloway was behind the wheel when the car was first stopped. A woman who hurried to where the officers had been shot tells the Jackson Clarion Ledger newspaper that one asked her, "Am I dying? I know I'm dying." Tamika Mills calls the deaths of officers LaCoury Tate and Benjamin Dean shocking and heartbreaking. At least one person is dead after tornadoes rolled through North Texas, cutting a path of destruction through ranches and farms near the town of Cisco. Eastland County Judge Rex Fields.
It looks like maybe 5 miles of destruction. You can see where homes used to be, and now there's really nothing left but foundation and maybe a wall or two, and then a huge debris field.
Elsewhere, storms brought heavy rain, quarter-size hail to parts of southwest Oklahoma. From the Rockies to the Dakotas, it's snow, from a few inches to more than a foot in some areas. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan.
They usually typically get the early season snows and when in the fall, and then they get some significant late season snows there. So, but this is even for late season. This is kind of late.
Then there's early tropical storm Ana, some 3 weeks before the start of the hurricane season. The National Hurricane Center says the storm has moved ashore. Gusty winds, rough seas, and up to 3 inches of rain in the Carolinas coast. This is AP Radio News. Members of Congress are worried about the Islamic State group and its use of social media to attract supporters in the United States.
We have this phenomenon in the United States where they can be activated by the Internet, and really terrorism has gone viral.
Texas Congressman Michael McCaul, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, this morning on Fox News Sunday. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson tells ABC's This Week that local police have to be aware of the threat of a so-called lone wolf.
We could have little or no notice in advance of an independent actor attempting to strike. And so that's why law enforcement at the local level needs to be ever more vigilant, and we're constantly reminding them to do that.
Experts cite the increased threat level at U.S. military bases as just one example of the concerns about the chances of attacks inside this country. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.